When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I definitely paid attention to every word you said that entire intro. Mm-hmm.
I really done loved this film.
Yeah, you did?
I liked it. I mean, it was a little slow. Like, I was like, where is it going? What are we doing here? But the pickups of the dog and the fact that we were focused on the dogs falling in love, I loved her and Butler's chemistry. And then just sort of like prancing around the city and her giving, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted her to be like shoved into the real light of like what New York is and how it's tough. Like in the business, you kind of got to work for it. It doesn't all just like fall into your lap like it has always in her life, that she had to work a little bit harder for it. I liked that. I wish there was more musical numbers though. We only got like two from her. There's the one with the dog, kind of. It was super cute with the dog, but Ashley, what was her name? The
Tisdale.
Mean girl?
Oh,
no,
oh.
No, the mean girl.
Amber?
Amber.
Is it Amber?
I think it was Amber. Like, she made a good, like, villain, but I kind of wasn't... I was like, oh, I don't really care so much. I was really, really glad once they called her out with the hot mic. That got me so excited. Like, I was stoked when that happened. And I do agree, as it went along, it got better. Because in the beginning, I was like, where are we going? And it was a little slowish in the middle for me because we weren't getting many musical numbers. But I still really enjoyed, like, the dog part. And then at the end, heck yeah, I'm always sold. Once we get hot mic and then we get this finale, I loved that.
Finale. Get this finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact that Sharpay actually gets a character arc this time.
Yeah.
Versus the other movies where it seems like she gets a character arc and then she doesn't really get a character arc when they pick up with the sequels. And then here, it seems like definitively clear there is an arc here.
Totally.
You know?
She's
humbled herself. But they don't go like too much humility. Like she's still got a little bit of an ego about things.
She
and
does.
Still has a lot of, like, there's conceit still about who she is, but a little bit more swaying and true confidence versus just pure egotistical behavior the way we associate with Sharpay, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed that. I was surprised because you tell me Sharpay's leading, Ashley Tisdale leading as the character of Sharpay. Do I really want to watch a movie about Sharpay?
Right.
You know,
without all the other characters, I kind of was like, oh.
Yeah, what I appreciate about this was they made it completely their own. This does not feel at all like discount High School Musical.
No, not at all.
They made it a completely
totally
own thing.
Different. Yeah.
Really went in their own direction. And is it as good as the High School Musical movies?
No.
Kind of nowhere near.
Yeah.
Like, those are really magical films.
Those are
films.
Like amazing.
And
the finale is like the most
finale.
Juice.
That's
the
how
finale.
You say it, huh? Is that how you say it? Finale?
Yes, that's how I say it.
Finale.
The finale. The finale?
I mean, most people say finale, but is that the correct pronunciation?
No,
finale?
Probably not.
Finale.
I've probably been saying it wrong the whole time.
Okay. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm just saying that was the finale was the most juice that we got that was closest to the High School Musical. That finale.
Doesn't sound right when you say finale.
Exactly.
I think you got to say finale.
Finale.
Yeah.
Finale.
Finale.
Comes out the weird way, which is the right way.
Finale.
Yep.
Yeah, the finale. It sounds like an Italian dish, the way you say, or
the
like an
finale.
Italian dessert.
Well, we get to
the finale.
That's the closest we get to the High School Musical juice there.
So that was the only time there was an actual musical number that when she has her solo song, not the Broadway scene where it was, where it goes into the laptop that Peyton got, and then she's doing her own number, which is symbolizing the growth that she's had this long. That was the one that felt like, oh, we're stepping into a fantasy musical number where every other musical number felt like a musical number that other people can be privy to.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I did like that moment. I thought it earned that moment, and especially with it being still essentially in the High School Musical cinematic universe.
Yeah.
It earns that. Yeah, I did think, like, in the beginning, I wasn't sure. I found myself kind of looking at the time.
Yeah.
Really early on, like, yeah. Okay, we're at the half hour mark, and I'm like, oh my God, we got like an hour left. I'm not really digging this.
Yeah.
I'm wondering when it was that I started to enjoy the, where I was like, oh, you know what? This is really starting to work with me.
Like when they lost the dogs, maybe. Like,
that was
we
so
knew
towards the end of the movie.
I know it was towards the end. It's no, true. Like it was hot mic moment, right?
I think it was when we learned that the girl, the mean actor, like there were still like nice pleasantries in between mixed in. It was when we learned Amber, the bad actress,
yes,
redhead, wanted to get rid of the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
Now we knew.
Now
yeah.
we got like some conflict here.
Totally.
Got something to latch on to.
I agree.
Because the movie is very mean-spirited.
Yeah, everyone was not good. I mean, then the little kid had a turnaround, too. You know, he came
yeah,
in, he was like,
was
if
nice.
I go, you go. And I really like that. I kind of foresaw them bonding as when the dogs were lost, and I like that that came around.
That
but
was unexpected.
I know, right?
Them bonding was unexpected to me.
I agree.
And
it
bought
was,
it.
And you bought it.
I bought it.
He bought a hook, line, and sinker.
That's right. Mm. I bought the emotion of it. Didn't yeah. feel just telegraphed to me.
No, felt real.
Yeah, felt authentic.
The kid was cute, but I do agree. It was like everyone in it was not nice except for Austin Butler. Literally everyone was just like had a bad attitude. The directors were cool, but they had played up they're like to everyone. They're like, that's the best audition I've ever seen.
Their back and forth was so good though.
Yeah, was my favorite. They had the best pacing and tone for comedy. Like the two of them, bingo, baby.
They actually had that like Abbott and Costello rhythm down, but
yes.
they still sounded like they were listening to each other and
absolutely.
Not just delivering their lines. And that was like the key to their back and forth was that they still sound like they're responding to each other,
yeah.
not just doing the dialogue.
Not just doing the dialogue.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I just did there?
I see what you did.
I did a thing, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she bursts into emotion and calls that
I call it a
commentary.
Thing. I call it doing the juice.
Doing the juice, you did.
Yeah.
And I like Ashley Tisdale's performance overall. But yeah, the movie's all right. I mean, like I like it, but I did prepare myself for Don't Expect High School Musical. I had no idea what to do. I didn't know what it was about.
Me neither.
At all. I was like, I don't know what Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure means. But they wanted to go for more of the soul of Sharpay. I feel like Ashley Tisdale had some creative injection into this one.
Yeah, because it said she was an executive producer, and
that
I think
sense.
Like when it really flipped for me, which is why I was like, I love it, is like all of the end I love. The beginning, like I
so
said,
much better.
The last half is way better, especially yeah. when you see her hearing the girl complain to cut out the dogs, and Ashley Tisdale kind of tears up, and then she goes to Austin, asks for help, how are we going to change this, get the dogs. Then it really starts to move, but the whole beginning of the movie, it was fun seeing like Sharpay and what she's going to do, but I felt like they could have maybe dug in more and sped it up in regards to her being thrown into the city and the hardships that come with that life. We got to see a little bit of it, but it still was like very easy with her in the fact that Butler was just there. He helped carry her bags. Here's your apartment. And then skip to later that night. He's basically redecorating her apartment with her.
Yeah. Or play up the harshness.
The
of
hardships.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's what I really wanted to see. And we only really got that maybe in a montage of like this dog might eat a cockroach. Oh, it's the city. It's not as clean. I wanted her to like have to go, I'm not going to get this audition. Now I have to like, I wanted Butler to go, look at this backstage. There's auditions here. Why don't you go? Like, forget about this. Like, boy can be over here, but like, why don't you go and audition and make a name for yourself separate?
Because at the end of the day, it is only just 1 month that she's here. She
yeah,
becomes a
such
Broadway
a short
star.
Time. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Just becomes a Broadway star.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, you didn't really have that much hardship, really.
Not at all. I laugh in people's face when they go, I'm going to go to LA. I give myself a year. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Good luck.
No, man. You got to give your commitment until.
Until.
That is what it is. Until
like,
is the word.
Yeah, 1 year is not even enough. I'd say like 3 years minimum. You got to get in there. You got to make connections. You got to meet people. And you got to not count auditions and just keep doing it until you crack.
Yeah. Well, I still, I
and
like
not
to
crack like, and I mean like crack in and you're like, oh, I've won.
And other than being confused whether or not it was Austin Butler or not, I liked him.
Which he was him most
he
of
was
the time.
A constant nice guy.
Yeah.
He was a really great support. and a breath of fresh air in an otherwise mean-spirited New York.
Yeah.
We just kept expecting the worst out of it.
Right? There were no twists at the beginning.
Like, what does it say about us? That we just thought he might be a villain.
He was going to make like a hate political tape about her.
I thought it was going to be some like artsy-fartsy film and that there's going to be like a super dark movie at some point. But then, no, he was just a really good guy
the entire time.
He's just a great, great guy.
He is. And I am mostly sad that we did not. I thought for sure. I was like, of course he edited something. I just am so sad that we didn't even get to see two minutes of his film.
Yeah,
like, give
man.
Me a break. What a terror. Like, that is a huge missed opportunity because, you know, it's not going to cost you any extra, like a lot of extra production money. Like, I don't know why they skipped that, but that's a bad, bad call on Disney's part. But yeah, I agree. Once we got to the end, I was on board, baby, which is what made me love it. But if I think about the beginning, you know, it was tough in the beginning to kind of get through. But then once we got going, we got going, and I liked it.
Is there anything after Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure? We're just going to take in the entire
High School Music, High School Sharpay.
Well, there's like a spinoff one in Argentina.
In Spanish?
Oh, there's a Mexico one.
Oh my goodness. And Brazil. When China, College Dreams?
No. Really? Where is the con? No way.
It's a spinoff of the original film for the Chinese market. Interesting.
People apparently really don't like this movie.
Really? This one?
The China one.
Oh, the China. Okay, got it.
Apparently the script's terrible. The soundtrack's not good.
Oh, God. It's really bad. Yeah, I'm assuming that the other ones are not very good, seeing as we didn't even know they existed.
Actually, the Spanish ones, there's two of them, so they might be good.
Oh.
No, there's three of them.
Holy tamale.
Wow. People say the show's good.
I want to watch the show because you know my girl Olivia Rodrigo is in it. I am dying to watch the series.
Did they end the show?
I don't know.
Did they end High School Musical, the series?
They had to because there was that whole thing where she wrote.
Oh, it ended in August last year.
That was so stupid because that's when all that drama came out between Olivia Rodrigo and the blonde girl, and she wrote that album. And Driver's License was apparently about the guy in the thing and her and the other girl, I think.
About a co-star?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's why I think you guys will let us know in the comments how off I am. But I believe that, which is why in my head I went, girl, how are you releasing this Driver's License album, which was amazing, and knowing that you're going to have to go shoot with probably the co-star and the blonde girl. She talks about the blonde girl. I don't know who the blonde girl is. She also wrote an album that I'm like, don't y'all work together? This is mad drama, which is why I'm dying to watch the show.
Oh, I kind of want to watch it too.
I'm dying.
Oh.
Everyone told us in the comments, they said you should watch the series. You would love it. So I don't know. Maybe we should. I know it's a commitment, but I'm willing
it's
to
a
make
real
it.
Commitment.
I'm willing to make it.
Ready?
I'm willing to make it. If Olivia Rodrigo is in season one, you can guarantee that I will have, it will be Goosebump City from start to finish.
All right.
Girl, that girl's got talent.
Okay. I need a cracker, Tara.
I'm sweating. We got to get out of here. Tell the people listen, you guys, you got to like this, share this, and you got to comment. If you share the crap out of this video and you comment the crap out of it and it gets enough views, we will be able to watch the series. I will convince Greg.
The series depends on it.
It depends on it, okay? It depends. You guys got to blow up this video so people know, they're like, oh my gosh, they made it through this. Now they're going to start the series. And then you got to get people on board with the series. Otherwise, we can't do it. But we're going to get on the train. You guys know I love you. Love you. He loves you too. And we love you so much.
Yeah, this has been a great, great adventure.
Let's make the adventure more. Like, hack on the caboose. That's not a sentence, but I'm doing it. Hack on the caboose. It's like we were riding the High School Musical train. The caboose is at the end of the train, but the caboose is now going to hold the series.
There were four seasons. It must be a good show.
See? Yeah. See? Yes. And couldn't we do like two episodes per day? Because they're only 30 minutes. Aren't they only 30 minutes, y'all? Like, not an hour per episode.
No, they're like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Come on. Tell the people what you want. And what you want is hacking onto the caboose and the caboose holds the series. You guys feel me. I know you do. We're going to caboose it our way to the series.
Yeah. They would need to get a certain view count, though.
See? Like, and that's why... Do you hear what he's saying?
The show would need to maintain some type of consistency. Yeah.
He's the team leader. He knows. So he's going to be looking at the views. You guys need to go and you need to bump up all the views for everything. And you just have to guarantee, leave it in the comments. I guarantee to watch the series reaction when y'all do it. Yeah. Guarantee it to us.
It's looking more likely than before.
Oh, that's good to hear. Just more likely
I'm
good.
I'm just so curious.
Me too.
People said it's good. So
Olivia Rodrigo, I love you. Okay, do we have to get out of here.
I need a cracker. Yeah.
I need to sip my little cup, which you guys didn't see before. Aren't I cute? Okay, let's get out of here. We love you guys so much, and we will see you on the next one. Bye.
Flev Doran.
I think that you're probably one of the most positive people at our Patreon page.
Easily,
yeah. He's usually one of the people that are commenting. It's often, we have like a certain amount of patrons, but it often feels like we got like 10 patrons.
The most active 10. Yeah.
Because there's like 10 who comment all the time. And I rarely see a name I don't recognize. And Flev, you're one of those 10 names.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, out of our shout-out list that we do every month, I'm pretty confident. Okay, no, Lex is... Okay, Lex comments.
Yeah.
Flev, you and Lex are, like, the only two who really comment, like, all the time.
Never let the streak down.
I'm under the impression we got, like, 10 patrons... And like a couple thousand who are questioning whether or not they want to be here.
who just dropped in the support and don't really check in whatsoever.
And Flev, I'm 100% confident you actually want to be here.
You're the MVP.
So I really appreciate your presence all around. I hope one day we get to meet you in person.
That would be so rad.
Riding around on your bicycle with a baguette in the back.
Yes.
That's your personality, right?
Yeah, definitely. Right, a little French tricycle. Eiffel Tower. French Flev.
He's miming his way through the streets in his roundabout, trying to get his way out of that exit lane. That's who I imagine you to be.
Yeah.
And
his closet's just only berets and horizontally striped t-shirts. Yeah.
Romanian. Right?
Yeah.
It's Romanian.
Yeah.
It's a French. How am I doing?
I mean, France, Romania, same diff,
yeah, he's
bro.
Hunting down vampires.
It's all in Europe, right? Europe's like everything's so close together. Why even set them apart?
Why do it, man? Why do it?
Why do it?
Why do it?
In the United States of Flev.
Flev, thanks for being consistent. You rock, and I hope that one day I catch you on the toilet, because that's everyone's dream.